This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Union organizing in the U.S. is on the rise for the first time in a long time.
It's the first time it's happened since Gerald Ford was in the White House. During Joe Biden's presidency, petitions to form unions have gone up rather than down.
It's not just a single industry. It's not even just, you know, certain regions of the country.
And acting Labor Secretary Julie Su says it's because workers have noticed unions winning wage increases and other improvements.
I think that's giving people a sense of, hey, you know, I'd like a piece of that, too.
The Labor Department says roughly 10% of American workers now belong to unions, down from about 20% four decades ago. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
The Biden administration announced a new $425 million aid package for Ukraine. Atlanta Judge Thomas Cox ruled that seven new election rules approved by the Republican-dominated state election board are unconstitutional and ordered the board to instruct local officials they should not be followed. This is ABC News. At Washington, D.C.'s Cathedral of St. Matthew,
mortals join the mighty cause.
A memorial service for Ethel Kennedy, widow of Robert F. Kennedy.
We saw how she picked up Bobby's cause and stamped her own mark on the country.
President Biden eulogizing Kennedy, talking about her support after his first wife and daughter were killed in a car crash.
She got me through a time I didn't want to stick around. I want no part of being in the Congress, in the Senate.
Sentencing set for December for Eng Wang Yi after her guilty plea to attempting to smuggle 29 eastern box turtles, a protected species, across the Vermont lake into Canada by kayak. She was busted just as she was about to get into the kayak. Border Patrol searched a duffel bag, finding 29 live turtles individually wrapped in socks. Investigators say the plan was to sell them in Hong Kong. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The Dom Salvia Show.
And I heard the scientists say the other day that when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman.
What Jesse happens Waters. When a woman votes for a man?
Turns into a man.
But that's okay, though.
That's fine.
Yeah, because then she gets control of her body.
Oh.
I see what I did there?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on Earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Workers at the Miller Brewery in Milwaukee have ended their week-long strike. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Milwaukee machinists and Molson Coors have reached a deal. Both the company and the union are expressing satisfaction with the new three-year agreement. Specific terms have not been made public. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The number of absentee ballot drop boxes has gone way down in Wisconsin from 4 years ago. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf says there were more than 500 drop boxes in more than 430 communities 4 years ago. Now she can only confirm about 78 of them in 42 communities. While that is a steep drop, the number could be higher because there is no requirement for the state's 1,850 local election officials to report the use of drop boxes, according to Wolf. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers with a new place kicker. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers signed place kicker Brandon McManus after he was cleared by the NFL last week. Two flight attendants aboard a Jaguars team plane to London last year accused McManus of sexual assault. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst says he trusts the league's findings.
Yeah, I think I'm, going through the details with them. And I'm not going to get into the details, but we felt very good about their investigation and what they got out of it to make us comfortable with this move.
McManus worked out with the team and says he's grateful to be back in the NFL.
It's been a difficult time these past couple months, and I'm happy that it's in the past now. I was hoping and working hard for another opportunity. I'm extremely grateful for the Green Bay Packers for giving me that next chance to come back out here and play the game I love.
NBA, the Bucks and the Mavericks tonight in Dallas in the final preseason game. Doc Rivers hoping his team improves on defense. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear skies overhead during the overnight, light south winds, temperatures near freezing as we start your Thursday. A nice recovery, though, for Thursday afternoon. Sunshine, breezy south winds up around 25, highs in the mid-60s. On Friday, sunshine near 70. It's 30 at our studios.
Dom Salvia.
Matt Rothschild here. I'm guest hosting on the next Dom Salvia show, and I'm going to be joined by Angela Lang of Black Leaders Organizing for Communities. Please tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And welcome to the third hour of our program. On the line with us is the great Ali Velshi, the author of Small Acts of Courage. He was on this program talking about it recently. He is the host of Velshi, the show on MSNBC, 10 a.m. to noon Eastern Time, Saturday and Sunday. And he has an extraordinary podcast, the Velshi Band Book Club podcast, available wherever fine podcasts are available. His website is Ali Velshi, AliVelshi.com, and that's also his Twitter handle. And Ali, welcome back to the program.
It's good to be back with you, my friend. Thank you for having me.
It has been, it's been a while, and I thank you for being willing to take calls from our listeners. A bunch of them have questions for you, and
it's the best part of what we do. You know, I've been out a lot because of the book, and I'm in crowds of people, and it's kind of amazing because given what we curate, we sort of think we're answering people's questions or we're dealing with the stuff that they want to hear about. And then you go out and somebody asks you something and throws you for a little bit of a loop. And I love it. It makes me realize, OK, I'm not telling enough of a story or I haven't explained something sufficiently. So I'm actually very thankful that you've invited me to do this.
Well, great. Thank you. Before we start picking up calls, though, is there anything on your mind that you wanted to kick around or talk about or bring up or concerns that you have? I know we're all a little nervous about the election, but
yeah, I think that's right. And I'm more nervous, even though we know that in the last month before an election, people go home to what they think their political parties are and sort of straighten up their act and decide that they're not going to keep telling pollsters that they're undecided. So I think there aren't many undecided people in this country. I think the issue is motivation and whether people will actually vote, a conversation you and I had on my show the other day. And on one hand, I was pleasantly surprised when Kamala Harris came out the gate with a really positive message about the future and what we can't do and what we're not prepared to do about going back. And I thought that fact that she wasn't perhaps dwelling on the things that I dwell on, which is the potential demise of democracy, was good. I think it's probably more motivating than existential fear about democracy. I just want to remind people as this vote, as this race tightens up, as it is doing and will do, that despite all of the positive talk, and I really like the positive talk, this still remains an existential vote about our democracy. And, it's not something to toy with. Once you lose it, and we've started losing it with the Supreme Court ruling on what President Trump can and can't do, and with the Chevron deference, and with Roe v. Wade, we've started losing it. Once you lose it, it is very, very, very hard to get it back. And I just think people should have that top of mind, despite the fact that your main issue might be something else. It might be immigration. It might be reproductive rights. It might be climate. These are all valid things to have. Without democracy, you're not in the conversation. And that's what's been on my mind in the last few days, that people do have to remember, like Zoo going in on your shoulder on election day. This is about democracy.
Yeah, it really is. And you know, I know you've traveled all around the world. You've reported from all around the world. You've seen what happens when nations lose democracies. And you yourself, I mean, you got shot in the leg with a rubber bullet, you know, from
Trump's
people. It's just
We mustn't toy with this. And it's easy when you don't, you know, you're in Manhattan and you're not struggling with democracy on a daily basis. You're not thinking about it. You're not even struggling with how to register to vote or how, you know, how you're actually going to cast your ballot, to think that this stuff really affects you. And that's why the fall of Roe was really interesting, because it causes people to understand actually these kinds of things will find you. It's very Handmaid's Tale like. When you start giving up rights, it has a way of finding you, even if you didn't think you were ever going to need those rights.
Absolutely. So let's pick up some calls here. Patrick in Seaside, California, you are on the air with Ali Velshi.
Greetings from May Brussel, country gentlemen. And Ali, you're singing my song. And Tom, this kills two birds with one stone, because this was going to be my topic for Anything Goes Friday. My point, my question is about Project 2025. First, Ali, I'm a huge fan of yours and Eamon. You're my favorite MSNBC host, even above Joy Reid and Rachel Maddow. And when Mehdi Hasan's show was canceled, I left a profanity-laced yelling voicemail with MSNBC because he was my all-time favorite host. And he, you, and Eamon are the first people I heard on MSNBC use the words fascist and fascism. My point is about Project 2025, and I don't think that the Harris-Walz campaign or the Democratic Party are terrifying the country sufficiently enough for it. I have my own punchline catchphrase, and when you hear it, you'll realize why I will never be hired by any political campaign. And with when Mehdi was fired, you know, I don't necessarily have an obvious dog in the fight, being an Irish-American agnostic, but I was still outraged. My punchline catchphrase is, when we get Trump back in power, if we, God forbid we do, in 3 to 6 months, we become basically Nazi Germany run by televangelists, and there are no do-overs. I don't think they're terrifying us enough. I don't think the Harris-Walz campaign or the Democratic Party are emphasizing 2025 enough.
There, Patrick.
I hear your point. Thank you. Got a lot in there. I appreciate that. Thank you. I'm in touch with Mehdi all the time, and I will convey to him, I agree with you. I think he's one of the finest journalists out there, and I'm really heartened by the success. There are lots of reports in the media about his subscribers and the success he's achieving, and I think that's amazing, particularly as we are in this very challenged environment. I hope nobody ever gets anywhere close to Nazi Germany, and I think there are things about Nazi Germany that we're never going to get close to, but what we are getting close to is this nonsense where we think we're safe from these things. And I remind people, if you go back to Germany in 1931, 32, 33, there were a lot of people who didn't leave, a lot of Jews who didn't leave, who reasonably thought, how bad can things get? We're ensconced in the arts, in academia, in government, in sciences. We have Nobel Prize winners. We are fully, fully integrated in society. And what you learn is when we become tribal and horrible, these things fall by the wayside, sadly. So I use the German example only to remind people that in 1933, Germany was one of the most advanced cultures and societies on Earth. It was truly, in history, one of the most advanced places, and it was not likely that that was a society that was going to slip into the disarray that it did. And that's why I think it's worth reminding Americans, we can slip, and I do think you're right. I don't know that I would supplant what Harris and Walz are doing, because I think their message makes me feel good, and it makes a lot of people feel good, and maybe they'll go out and vote because they feel good as opposed to scared. And Donald Trump's leaning into the scared a lot more than the good, obviously, scaring people about everything, including what's going to happen to your cats and dogs. But that said, I think we can do both things. I think they can convey a strong message about hope and possibility, and many of us have to convey the message of danger, and that is you can pick the person you like, or you can make a really big mistake and do this. And so I agree with you, and I think it's worth using whatever tactic works on your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, to say, all right, if the hope of a better society and a better future appeals to you, that's great. They're offering that. But if you came from a place like I did, where my family grew up under apartheid, where they really knew what it was like to live without politics and democracy, you should be fearful that you can go back there. And I think both of those messages are important, and they should both probably work in parallel between now and the election.
Holly in Washington, D.C., you're on the air with Ali Velshi.
Hello. So I'm
wanting democracy to be saved, and I want the seniors to wake up to the fact that they vote Republican overwhelmingly, and this particular party would take their Social Security and Medicare away. I asked Mark Pocan on this show a couple weeks ago if all three chambers were gained by the Republicans, how quickly could Social Security and Medicare disappear? And he said real fast. Mm-hmm. So what I'm asking of you is, have you done any investigative journalism? And I watch your show pretty much all the time. What are the mechanisms for the rights of the American people who have been forced to pay into these programs their whole life, and that are just a bunch of people in Washington can extract that? Do you know anything about?
It's a really good question.
Yeah, thank you.
I remind everybody that the best mechanism you have is your vote. The best mechanism you have is to be involved in politics, because that's the signal that you send. It is kind of remarkable to me that current Republicans have done things that are entirely counter to the interests of many seniors in this country. As you know, this is a country that has a remarkably high per capita diabetes rate, and yet Republicans voted against capping the price of insulin. When you continue to treat Social Security and Medicaid, some people don't like the use of the word entitlements because it connotes something you're being given. I don't mind that word largely because you're entitled to it, because you're actually putting into the system. But regardless, the point is, when you start treating these as dispensable and disposable, you create a mindset where they can be cut in the interests of other things. Now, here's the Republicans have laid waste to this whole argument, because most of the reason we're in the debt we're in is because of wars and because of tax cuts, right? It's not actually because of Medicaid or Medicare or Social Security. These things require real attention, and real attention should be paid to them. And because of our polarized politics, we don't tend to have the debates we should have about how to handle Social Security shortfalls, which are really population shift shortfalls, and they're happening all over the world, which is part of the reason we need immigration in this country, something else that the Republicans are looking at, pulling back on. So I in the end, one day we will have these conversations, but if you are a senior and you're voting Republican, I don't think everybody should always vote in their self-interest. You should vote in the national interest, but they're actually doing things that are going to specifically hurt you. And I think that's a really, really important message. I would say, Polly, the danger here is that we are in an existential moment in politics. So there are lots of really important categories of discussion that are not being had in favor of the discussion of who's going to save democracy and what's going to happen if Donald Trump gets elected and does the drastic things that he said he's going to do. So you're 100% right. This should be one of the most important discussions that we're having.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's 17 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with your calls for Emily Valachin in just a moment. Stay with us. Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught Codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from, anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com, Capterra.com.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed of the world and what we can do before it's too late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and blood sugar levels. You exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Well, your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day. It helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, even your blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month's supply of Superbearing and get 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com. And use the and enter the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, that's Superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E.com. Superbearing to get your free month supply of Superbearing plus 15% off. Superbearing.com, code Tom. Welcome back, 23 minutes past the hour. Allie Velshi is with us for the hour, taking your calls. Matthew in Madison, Wisconsin, you're on the air with Allie Velshi.
Yes, hi. I'd like to say thank you to Tom for writing books about ADHD. You, first of all, you helped me in my 20s rethink my ADHD. But then, hello, Mr. Velshi. So I've got a couple of friends, same age as me. One's a little bit younger than me. And they've got this idea in their heads that Trump is going to save them and their families. Mind you, these two voted, and they know this, for Obama and for Biden. What can I do to change their minds?
Is this because they won't vote for a woman, are you saying, Matthew?
So Joe has, I don't want to use his name, my friend, who's an electrician, hardworking guy, hands-on, smart as, you know, when it comes to engineering, he won't vote for a black woman. And it's just really
Got it.
But he voted for Obama.
Yeah.
So what do I do?
Allie?
How do I convince him that your family is in danger?
Yeah. You know, this is we have to keep switching in our conversations between doing things that are in your self-interest and doing things that are in the larger interest. I think a lot of us have often maintained that this country is, while I think it's a remarkably welcoming country in which most people are not racists and sexists, we are more sexist and misogynist than we are even racist. So this is a big deal. And you'll notice Kamala Harris doesn't tend to lean into that conversation. She lets others do it for her, talking about the glass ceiling and being the first woman and or black woman and or woman of color to achieve the presidency. She's making the argument, and I think this is the best argument for your friend. We're well past debating whether or not you should be voting for a woman or a black woman or whatever anybody's race or background is. Donald Trump has laid it out there, and he does so on a daily basis. Pick any 5 minutes of any speech or any interview he gives anywhere, any day now, and you come away scratching your head how this man was ever president of the United States and how he plans to do it again. He can't answer basic and straight questions about anything. This is about whether or not you, after listening to Kamala Harris and her answers to questions and her policies, think that they are something that you can abide by. Remember, Donald Trump has the stuff Donald Trump does. He has the stuff Donald Trump did as president, which he is likely to try and do better or worse, depending on your perspective. And he's got Project 2025. Which is 922 pages long. It's a terrible read, not just because of the content, but because it's actually badly written. But I've read it. I've gone through every chapter, and it is so dangerous. It's a 180-day implementation plan that is about taking away rights from Americans. We think about that in terms of abortion rights, and that may not bother your friend all that much, but it should, because it's a right that's being taken away from some people. But it's the right to choose what books your family reads, right? I'm a parental rights guy. I think I should be able to discuss what my children read. I don't want somebody else's family making that decision. It's about rights across the board. So at this point, you have to think about the president. The president is not a custom-made suit for you, right? You don't get the president you exactly want. You share a president with 340 million other people and the rest of the world. You want the one that fits the best. One coat or one suit might be a little big for you. The other one might be too tight and doesn't fit. Donald Trump is not a suit that fits for most people. It is a very specific appeal that he's got, and it's not right for most people. I don't actually think it's right for the people who he's appealing to either, because he's appealing to people's worst instincts. Kamala Harris, I am making no argument Kamala Harris is a perfect candidate. There never are perfect candidates. There never are perfect presidents. But she has said what she's going to do in terms of housing, in terms of wages, in terms of unionization, in terms of the economy. Donald Trump either evades the question or he's got some really bad plans. In the end, if you don't like the folks, you don't like the people, judge based on what they're saying, what they've said, what they've done. In that case, Kamala Harris.
To the Tom Hartman program. Call 202-808-9925.
Sorry, that guy always steps on us.
All good.
Back, okay. Allie Velshi is with us for the hour, taking your calls. We'll be right back in about 5 minutes. Stay with us. Did you know that almost one-third of Americans have no religion? And at least 34% of Gen Z are religiously unaffiliated. 2024 isn't just another election. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your terms, they're all decided by who we elect. That's why it's crucial to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state. Visit ffrf.org/vote to learn how to register, find your polling place, and discover how you can make an impact and stop Project 2025. Go to ffrf.org/vote or text my last name, Hartman, Hartmann, to 511-511 and receive a free issue of FFRF's newsletter, Free Thought Today. Text Hartman to 511-511. Your vote is your power. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Go to ffrf.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text fees may apply.
how would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at Tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at Tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at Tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at Tom.tv. That's THOM.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
Hi, I'm EJ Williams for American Humane. For thousands of years, dogs have been our best friends in our worst times. Today, we're also learning that our best friends, millions of whom are abandoned each year, are often the best medicine when people are facing obstacles. To help both people and animals, organizations like American Humane have been working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, finding animals in need of forever homes and training them as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help our veterans, the elderly, and children overcome the daily obstacles of life. In this way, the rescued can become the rescuers. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for TomCast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your TomCast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartmann.com today and sign up for your TomCast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartmann.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know that, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love the taste. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. drmartypets.com/Tom.
Morning sun, shining bright.
Welcome back. It's 35 minutes past the hour. Ali Velshi is with us for the hour. He's the author of Small Acts of Courage, his new book. It's just recently out. He's, of course, the host of Velshi, 10 to noon Eastern Time, Saturday and Sunday on MSNBC. And he also has a great podcast, the Velshi Band Book Club podcast, which is available anywhere fine podcasts are available. His website is alivelshi.com, and that's also his Twitter handle. And Ali, you're still with us, right? We're back here?
I'm here.
Okay. Michael in Gainesville, Florida, you are on the air with Ali Velshi.
Yes, hello, Mr. Velshi. I would like to invite you to join with Mr. Hartman on a venture to decolonialize our misleading science and economics textbooks in our schools and our think tanks, because it affects everything. It is not an abstract anything. It affects directly why Gaza is happening, why in healthcare we're 10% worse off than other nations as far as how long we're living, 10 years less.
What are you talking about?
And why in education we can't read. Well, what I'm talking about is when we talk about colonialization, the simplest, shortest definition is that it's about monetizing people, lands, and things through centralized commerce, and very specifically by judging and grading them. And in education, for example, kids can't read coast to coast. We can't figure out why. Yeah. All different things.
Michael,
and methods.
Michael, can you summarize simple. This as a one-sentence question, please?
I can. As a one-sentence question, I wonder if you would join with Mr. Hartman on the 100th anniversary of the Scopes Trial in 2025 with Mr. Gavin Newsom and Bill Nye, the science guy, to exercise Article 8, Section 8, that demands under the U.S. Constitution that we teach science to children truthfully, and that means that teaching that evolution is not just
that sounds like a plan. I got it. Thank you, Michael.
It's a long sentence. I like the people you've got involved in that, and I think I get the point you're trying to make. I wish everybody would learn lots of science and they would understand all these sort of things. We've got a lot of problems, particularly through COVID, because we decided we'd be anti-science and anti-expertise. And by the way, as I've gone through Project 2025, what we are learning is more of that, that we want this Project 2025 wants more Bible-centered and more party loyalty-centered stuff than evidence-centered material. But by the way, that's also the way the Supreme Court's going. So I don't know exactly what the question is, but I'm with you conceptually that we should be making our decisions based on evidence and science.
Diane in Ann Arbor, Michigan, you're on the air with Ali Velshi.
Yes, hello. Ari, you do a great job, great expose of Project 2025, and I appreciate you doing that. Here's another thing that you could maybe do an expose on, and is just disturbing me so, that NRA's CEO, Doug Hamlin, mm-hmm. when he was – Doug Hamlin, he's the new CEO of the NRA. They yeah. did such a poor job of vetting him, or either they figured it wasn't a big deal. He is guilty of chopping the paws off a cat with – there were five guys in the fraternity chopping the paws off their fraternity cat because they were mad at it, stringing yep. it up in lighting it on fire.
I know the story. Probably not worth repeating.
This is premeditated to get all this gathered together and do it. And the NRA either didn't know about it, didn't bother, or still has him as their CEO.
So, Diane, let's let Allie comment on that. Thank you.
Yeah, look, I kind of weird, right, that we're in 2024 and you actually just said this on a radio show and we're actually listening and continuing to talk because it's so outlandish and ridiculous, but that's kind of where we are, unfortunately. I would say this, Diane, I get your point. I'm not sure that's what the NRA loses sleep over, right? This is one of the most effective lobby I'm going to take that back for a second. It's not simply a lobby. It's a racket. It's a protection racket, particularly for Republicans, but for some Democrats as well. And I'm not sure they're losing sleep over the moral fortitude of their new CEO. They have had a lot of problems for a long time. They are fighting to stay alive. They are finally being defeated in certain areas by organized common sense gun rights people and groups that don't want to see kids dying from guns. But I would say that shame is not the thing that's going to get the NRA to change anything. And that's sort of a touchstone for where we are in 2024 and 2025. In the old days, for Tom and me, as journalists, you'd interview someone, you'd hold them to account for something like you just said, and there would be shame and resignations and apologies and things like that. Don't hold your breath for the NRA deciding to be shamed about this one. They got bigger fish to fry. They got bigger problems. And I do think that I've finally seen some dents in their armor after a very long time of seeing them as an unchallenged protection racket.
Hopefully. Steve, it says you're calling from Botswana, Africa. Is that the case, Steve?
Wow.
Yes, I'm in the very northwest of Botswana. I came here in 1980. As a Peace Corps volunteer, had a special passport, which was given to us especially for travel to South Africa, because if we had a stamp from South Africa and we went any other place, we would be rejected. So I was very interested to hear that you are from South Africa, and I want to just suggest that maybe you could organize a sit-down interview with Elon Musk.
Well, thank you. And by the way, I've been to Botswana as well, and I love Botswana. I think I've been to a place that was a bar, and it was advertised as the highest bar in Africa because it's one of the mountains in Botswana. I've interviewed Elon Musk before, and this is where it's a great question because Tom, I get challenged as a journalist on this one because I believe that our jobs as journalists are to bear witness, to go out there and report on the stories that our viewers and our listeners and our readers can't see, and then to hold power to account. I used to think Elon Musk was one of the smartest people ever, and he might still be empirically a very smart person, but he is an enemy of democracy. He has really become someone who is so incredibly distasteful. And this is where, and I'm curious what you have to say about this, Tom, because I wonder whether it's worth it or not to interview an Elon Musk, or whether it's this guy's got enough of a platform and he speaks a lot of nonsense. He doesn't really listen to reason. He's not a rational thinker. He's maybe brilliant, but he's not a rational thinker. And I don't know whether the world gains from this. These guys are performative. To the answer that I gave one of your previous callers, there's no shame anymore. There's no embarrassment. There's no sense of I am weaker than, my argument is not weak enough to defeat yours with people like Elon Musk. They're just blowhards. So I think about this. I accept that comment from you, but I wonder whether the world's a better place for serious journalists to be interviewing people like Elon Musk.
Yeah, and
I don't know.
And I'm very skeptical that, my guess is that he's probably on the autistic spectrum, like as an Aspie. Many brilliant people are. And in fact, I've often wondered if I'm a little bit of an Aspie. So I'm not saying that as a slur or anything. But,
no.
And I've written books about, psychology and neuropsychology. But the thing that concerns me the most about Elon Musk is that he's basically got our space program by the short hairs, and he's also now controlling much of the internet around the world, particularly in a war zone over Ukraine, and that I think that we need a real rethinking about, NASA should be running our space program, not a rich guy.
I'm really with you on that. And people don't think about it because we don't have a shuttle program. We don't have little kids watching astronauts and deciding that they'd like to be astronauts. And I'm sad about that. NASA does some amazing work, but I do worry that this part of things, in the hands of an Elon Musk, it worries me. Same thing with a lot of the regulations about, autonomous cars and electric vehicles, both of which are really, really important to our future. His level of influence about everything is a bit too great. And if Donald Trump wins, Donald Trump's already said he's going to put him in a position in which he's going to be more responsible for things going on. So this may become a very relevant question. This question may age very well because Elon Musk may actually be a member of the government before long. So. Yeah. Put a pin in that conversation. We'll come back to it.
Yeah, my sense of it when they did their gig together in Pennsylvania, I said this last hour, was that Elon owns Donald, not the other way around.
Correct.
Yeah. James in Dallas, Texas, you're on the air with Ali Velshi.
Yes. I have a concern about, I haven't heard too much about it, what disability problems there are for Project 2025.
You say disability?
Yeah. How will Project 2025 deal with disabled people?
Well, as I recall, there isn't, Project 2025 is funny because with some things, it talks about the specifics a lot. For instance, abortion, the word appears many dozens of times in the documents. With other things, there aren't specific references to, let's say, disability. There are more broadly references to government sentiment and who should be in charge of things. And if you take the document as a whole, what you learn is that they are substantially more interested in the government being run by loyalists to a cause, the cause being small government. They talk a lot about wokeism. They don't define what wokeism is, but they radical wokeism, and less concerned about expertise. So if my concern were a disability and rights and accommodations and the way we design our society for disabilities, I would think that Project 2025 is not my friend because it would consider disability a special interest that is not sort of in the larger interest, something that would probably fall by the wayside because government is meant to be small. So I don't have the specifics about what it says about disability, but very little to nothing in Project 25 surprised me to the upside.
There you go. Ali Velshi, the great Ali Velshi, MSNBC Velshi Show, 10 to noon every Saturday and Sunday on MSNBC, is with us for the hour taking your calls. We'll be right back with your calls for Ali Velshi. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Check out his new book, Small Acts of Courage, and also his podcast, the Velshi Band Book Club Podcast, available wherever fine podcasts are found. Attention American homeowners, you already do so much to protect your home, but there's a hidden threat you might not even know about, title theft. Homeowners nationwide have over $32 trillion in equity, an all-time high. With everything going on in the state of the U.S. economy, homeownership is more challenging than ever, and title theft is one less thing you should have to worry about. That's why you need protection from the crime the FBI calls house stealing, where the equity in American homes is the target. If your title isn't being monitored, scammers can transfer it into their own names, take out loans, and your equity could be wiped out without you ever even knowing. The best way to protect your equity is with Triple Lock protection from our friends at Home Title Lock. Triple Lock is 24/7 monitoring, alerts, and restoration services. So sign up today by going to HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code TOM, that's T-H-O-M, and you'll get your first 30 days of Triple Lock protection for free and a complete title scan of your home's title so you can make sure your home hasn't already been compromised. That's 30 days free and a title report for using the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at HomeTitleLock.com/TOM.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer. Participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Hi, friends. Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love the taste. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Together we can get things done. Every voice, every hand. Together we can make a stand. Welcome back. 52 minutes past the hour. Ali Velshi taking your calls. Billy, Wimberley, Texas, our favorite Trump supporter, regular caller. Billy, you are on the air with Ali Velshi.
I didn't know I was your favorite, Tom, but thanks. Listen,
you're one of the few.
How can you guys keep whining about democracy when y'all have elevated Kamala Harris to the presidential candidacy without any debates, a single primary vote being cast? How do y'all do that?
Appreciate your question. She was the vice presidential candidate in the same primary that Joe Biden was was determined to be the nominee. So it's not somebody from the outside, somebody who hasn't been tested, somebody who hasn't been voted for. In our system, we do understand that the vice presidential candidate exists primarily to be the substitute for the president when they're serving as the president and the vice president, or when they're serving in an election. So it's not something that troubles anybody except Republicans who are looking to make some trouble, which I suspect you are, and that's okay. That's it's a good question, but no Democrat is sitting there wondering whether or not that somebody was imposed upon them without the democratic process. And I tell you that if they thought that was a concern, there was real talk about having a process, and it could have happened, but nobody seems to be uncomfortable with it. We'll discuss what happens after the election. If she doesn't win, I'm sure there are going to be some people who come out of the woods and say, why didn't you have a different process? But for the moment, the people involved who are Democrats, because they pick their the people who run and Republicans pick theirs, Democrats are not troubled by this at all.
Amen. Dolores in Bolingbrook, Illinois, you are on the air with Ali Velshi.
Hi, Mr. Velshi and Tom. Could both of you please stop using the phrase dog in the fight? Because that only legitimizes something that is brutal beyond words. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Dolores. Did you want to respond?
Well taken. It might take me a few times of people telling me things like that to catch up to it, but I hear you.
Okay. Johan in Los Angeles, you're on the air with Ali Velshi.
I have a question about the Constitution, since we know that the Jefferson tried to change the Constitution every 19 years, but Madison rejected that request. Should Democrats and independents come together, rewrite or change the Constitution like Republicans are trying to do, since we have a more diverse population today?
And by the way, we're at a minute 30 seconds.
All right, I'll tell you this. I think about this all the time. I think your question's really good. I think that our Constitution could do with some updating. I think that if we had the Constitutional Convention today, the room would look entirely different, and that would be great. I also subscribe to the view that constitutions shouldn't be so easy to change that they get changed all the time. But ours is too hard to change and doesn't keep up with the times. And we have a Supreme Court that has misinterpreted this Constitution fairly deliberately because they claim to be originalists or textualists, which I think is kind of nonsensical anyway. Why are we relying on text that was written in 1776? So, I think it's a very, very high bar. It's very hard to do. But yes, everybody in America should be looking at how we update our Constitution, how we keep it more current, and how we interpret our Constitution through the Supreme Court in a way that's more effective than the way we're doing right now. Probably fixing things on the Supreme Court is easier than constitutional amendments for the time being. But yes, in a normal world, we would be having these discussions, and we'd be talking about ways to think about updating our Constitution.
Yeah, I think Congress needs to take back their Article 3, Section 2 power to regulate the Supreme Court. Absolutely. Yep. Ali, I think we're about to hit the break here. Oh, we're 10 seconds out. So I just want to thank you so much for coming on the program.
Amazing.
It's been great talking with you, and people really appreciate it. So thank you.
My pleasure to be back with you, my friend.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Ali Velshi. Check out his show, 10 to noon Eastern Time on MSNBC. And his new book, where'd it go?
Small Acts of Courage.
Small Acts of Courage. Thank you, Ali. Sorry, I was looking for my page there.
All right, it's all good.
Thanks a lot, Ali. We'll catch up. And thank you for being with us. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you, and we'll catch up with you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
What happens when you're the knock, the next of kin for a loved one who dies? It can be pretty overwhelming. They have to deal with the bank accounts, credit cards, utilities, cars, mortgages, all that stuff, all while grieving a loss. If something were to happen to you tomorrow, would your next of kin be prepared? Well, they would be if you had a knock box, the next of kin box. The knock box helps provide a paper trail for your digital life so your loved ones don't have to go on a wild goose chase. And if you have a household, you need a knock box. It's a complete system that helps you organize your possessions, your finances, your account passwords,
your plans for your pets, for your kids, your estate, and more. Use the code TOM to save 18% off any kit exclusively available at knockbox.com. That's N-O-K-box.com, N-O-K-B-O-X.com. Go to knockbox.com and use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get organized and to save your 18%. Knockbox.com.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'll be joined by my Thursday guest host, Tom Paulswitz, and our special guest, Joe Fox, from Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin, talking about the youth vote ahead of the election.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. The Todd Alma Show.
Minority Rule. The author is Ari Berman.
If you look back at Wisconsin history, it gave rise to Social Security and an unemployment insurance and collective bargaining. It really personified the idea that no matter what political party you were with, government should work for the common good. And Walker had a very different idea, that government should work for this conservative elite instead.
The Todd Alma Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local civic media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.